We're continuing the Shir and Likutei Halachos, Chosh and Mishpat, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Soise Shliach Ligvois Choivoi, Halacha Gimel, Paragraph Chof Beis. We mentioned that this halacha is based on Chapter 8 in Likutei Moran, and we've gotten into a part. The past few Shirim have been on the topic of Purim, and this Shir will also be on that topic. V'zeh Bechinas Kriya Samegillah. Following through what we've been learning till now, and based on that chapter on the Likutei Moran, we understand the significance of reading the Megillah on Purim, ki ha-Megillah hi bechinas kabolas ha-Torah, because the Megillah represents the Jews receiving the Torah, shezochu oz lekablo mechodosh, which they received, the Jews accepted the Torah anew at that time. K'mo yisham Rabbi Seinu Zala, as the Gemara expounds, on the words kimu v'kiblu, the Gemara says kimu mashe kiblu kvar, that although we had already received the Torah on Har Sinai way before that, this was like a new Kabbalah Satorah coming after the 70 years of exile in Bavel and after this great miracle, this great defeat of our enemies, and a renewed commitment to Hashem and to the Tzaddik. Ki hamegila tzricha lihi kosev ki ksiva sefer Torah, kama yisham Rabbi Seinu Zal, ka'amito shel Torah. Because we know the Megillah is supposed to be written following all the laws of the Sefer Torah. That's how the Gemara says, like the emes of the Torah. Hainu, ki ikar hanes hoyo al yedei ribui hatfilois vazokois vashavois kanam. As we explained earlier, the main miracle of Purim came about as a result of the multitude of tefillos of Mordechai and Esther and all the Jews at that time. And as we learned earlier, and as Rabbeinu Zal explains in that chapter in the Likutei Moran, the Pasuk says, "Umayon mi beis Hashem yetzei," that there's a mayon hachochma that comes forth from the beis Hashem. The Beis Hashem is Tefillah. There's a pasuk ki Beisi Beis Tefillah Yikori L'chol Amim. So that when the Tefillah, so the Jewish people are really strong, that turns on, that activates the wellsprings of Torah, the Mayon, the Mayonis of Torah. So Rav Nosson Zal says, as a result of those incredible Tefillahs at that time, Zeichin La'asuk BaTorah, that enables the Jews to be Zeichin to study Torah properly, Levarer psak hahalocha b'emes, which means being able to clarify the halocha, to really get to know the truth of the Torah. V'alkein o zochu lekabulas haTorah mechodosh, and it's for this reason that the Gemara says that the Jews were zochu to receive the Torah anew at that time, machmashe zochu lo'oirer esoeden anal, because they turned on the switch, they turned on that faucet which feeds the Torah. They turned on the Eden, as we mentioned earlier. Rabbeinu Zal there speaks about Gan Eden. Gan is the Torah. Gimel Nun is the 53 parshias of the Torah. The Zohar HaKadosh says Gan Do'iraisa. And Eden refers to above the Torah, which is the place where the tefillos go up to. So because of the fact that the tefillos was so powerful at that time, and the Jews were zeichet to activate the Eden, al yedei ribui tefillosim, through the many tefillos at that time, that's what brought us a renewal of Torah also. V'zeh b'chinas kriya samegilo, she'i b'chinas hischachus ha-Torah, she'zoichen lahamshech b'purim. And this is the concept of the reading of the Megillah, which represents a new connection to the Torah that we're zeicha to receive on Purim. Shenimshach al yedei hamayon sheyoytze mi beis Hashem, which we receive from the mayon, from the wellsprings that come forth from the beis Hashem. The beis Hashem is called Eden Ho'elyon, the upper Eden, which is where the tefillos reach up to. And this flow comes b'shefa godoil v'nifla. It comes with a tremendous wealth of this Torah coming down, al yedei ribui hatfilois, as a result of the many, many tefillos that were said at that time. Important emphasis on this word ribui. We mentioned it in the past. But it needs to be said again and again that the Gemara says tefillah is one of those things that requires chizuk. Because tefillah usually is not a one-time deal. It's not fast food. Bim, bam. It doesn't work like that. The pasuk says, kaveh el Hashem, chazak v'yameitz libecho v'kaveh el Hashem. That usually, when a person is davening for something important, they have to be in there for the long haul. They have to be ready to daven, and daven, and daven, and daven, and keep punching until they get the response, until they see Hashem responding the way they're hoping. V'alkein, misaimim ha-megillah, and this will also explain why the Megillah concludes in speaking about Mordechai HaTzadik. It says that he was doiresh toiv li'amoi, that he darshened, he expounded good to the Jewish people. Person would say, why not just doiresh li'amoi? He darshened to the Jewish people. What's doiresh toiv li'amoi? Ze b'chinas birur psak ha'halocha. Rabbi Nazal over there in Likut Imran tells us that there's a pasuk v'doiresh ro tevoyenu, and the Gemara says this refers to a person who learns Torah without clarifying the halacha, without knowing what to do. So doiresh toiv refers to birur psak halacha. It means studying Torah and getting to the finish line, getting to the final refinement of the Torah shebal peh, which is clarifying the halacha. Shezoichin al yedei bechinas Mordechai, which we are zoichet to through the qualities and attributes of Mordechai, Mordechai at Tzadik. Ki koidem habirur, because before we succeed in clarifying the Torah, in refining the Torah shebal peh, hu bebechinas v'doiresh ro, the person is still in the category of doiresh ro. He hasn't been able to bring forth the real goodness of the Torah. Aval kishemevarin hamuter me'osur, but when we get to the bottom line and we succeed in clarifying what's permissible, what's forbidden, hatoiv mehara, what's good and what's bad, azai hu bebechinas doiresh toiv. Then the person is in the category of doiresh toiv, ukemevur leil mizeh, as we discussed this a few pages ago also. So this is why the Megillah concludes with that, because this wasn't just a renewal of Torah stam. This was a renewal of Torah and getting to the halacha of Torah, the birur ha-halacha, which is one of the most important steps in the study of the revealed portion of the Torah. Because without that, the word halacha means going. Without that, you don't know how to go. You don't know where to go. You don't know where you're allowed to go, where you're not allowed to go, what you're allowed to do, what you're not allowed to do, until a person studies, clarifies the halacha. This is why Rabbeinu Zal, Rabbi Nachman, emphasized to his students that halacha is something that a person should not go a day without the study of halacha. Paragraph Chaf Gimel. V'zeh b'chinas, and with this we'll also understand what it says in the Megillah, when Mordechai HaTzadik succeeded, together with Esther, in bringing about the downfall of Haman, it says, U'mordechai yotzo milifnei hamelech, Bilavush Malchus, Tcheles, Vachur, Vateres Zohav Gedoyla, Vesachrich Butz, Viargomon, that Mordechai went forth from the palace, the king's palace, dressed in royalty, and it lists six types of royal garments. Umoine Shisha Levushim, Shehem, Levush Malchus, that's one, Tcheles is two, Vachur is three, Vaateres Zohav Gedoyla is four, v'sachrich butz is five, v'argomon is six, keneged shisha sidrei mishnah. This corresponds to the foundation of our Torah shebal peh, which is the six sections of Mishnah, shehein bebchina sheishes himei bereishes, which correspond to the 6 days of creation, shebohem nivro ha'olam, during which the Torah was created, al yedei ha'torah, the world was created through the Torah. The Gemara says that the Torah was the blueprint for creation. Vo'eheye etzloi omun. Sheklula mishisha bechinois. And we know that the Torah, especially the Torah shebal peh, is comprised of six types. Shehein bechinois, which are kosher apostle, tomei v'tohar, Osru Mutar. These are the standard types of discussions in the Mishnayis. Shekol Zman She'ein Mevare Noison. So long as a person is not soicha to study the Torah well enough to clarify, to resolve, is it kosher? Is it pasul? Is it tohar? Is it tamei? Hein bebechinas taroives toivora. Then they're in the category of a mixture, a mishmash of good and bad. Shemishom achizas eitz hadas toivora. And that's what the eitz hadas was all about. The problem with the eitz hadas was that it was good and bad mixed up together. And that's dangerous. When you have bad alone, it's less dangerous than when good and bad are mixed up together. Because if it's bad alone, any reasonable, rational person can identify it as bad. But when the good and bad are mixed up together, that's even more dangerous. V'zeh kol avoida sodom. And this is the main work of a Jew in this world. Shetzorach levarer hatoiv mehora. It's this sorting out and separating the good from the bad. Al yidei shemisyageya batoira. By struggling in the study of Torah, by putting in enough effort, ad shemevarer hapsak halacha, to the point where he's zecha to refine the Torah shebal peh, and to get to the conclusion, the psak halacha, shemevarer ha'osr me'amuter, hator me'atome, ha'kosher me'apostle. He separates right from wrong, good from bad. Ve'oz nasen mizeh levushin kedoshim l'nishmasoi. And when a person is zoicha to get to that point in their study of Torah, that they're learning Gemara with Rishonim, with Achronim, and they're learning it to get to the point of deriving the halacha, then the Torah that they study becomes garments for their soul. Bechinas chaluka derabonon kiyadua, the special garment of a Talmud Chacham that the Sifrei Kabbalah refer to, that garment is made from the Torah that the person studies properly. V'alkein heim shisha levushim, and that's why Mordechai HaTzadik was zecha to these six garments, keneged shisha sidrei Mishnah, corresponding to the six sections of Mishnah, sheklulim mishisha b'china sanal, which are comprised of these six types that we said, which are osur mutter, tamei tohar, etc. Kemuva. Ki acha shemevarer enoson, because after we refine them, after we study them and analyze them and hear all the arguments defending the different opinions, and we come to the final conclusion, nichlolim kulam bekedusha, then all of them, all the opinions, the right opinion and the wrong opinion, all become part of holiness, v'nishapech hakol letoiva, and all of it gets converted to good, and they become these special garments, these six special garments. Because once a person gets to know what's forbidden and what's permissible, so that once a person knows that, they know I have to stay away from this, I have to avoid this and do that, then even from the forbidden opinion and even from the forbidden item, that also generates a holy garment. Because again, person would say there's red lights and green lights. I don't like the red light. I'm going to get rid of the red light. No, they're both important. One tells you when to stop. They're both equally important. Both of them, a person can lose their life if they ignore either one. So both the red and green are both constructive and important. Because again, when a person knows what's forbidden, by avoiding that, by refraining from that, they're fulfilling, they're showing respect to Hashem, they're fulfilling a mitzvah. Me'achar shaydeze yoyden lifresh mimenu, ki yoshav v'lo yovar aveira, because the Gemara says if a person is sitting and not committing a sin, there's an opportunity to commit a sin that presents itself. And the person does not, they don't commit the sin, ke'ilu osa mitzvah. It's as if they perform the mitzvah. V'alkein, Mordechai, shehu b'chinas horav de kedusha. שזויך לברר הפסק הלכו על ידי ריבוי התפילויס כנל, and therefore Mordechai Hatzadik, who represents the Rabbi of Holiness, who is the Rav Chesed, who is zoich to clarify the halacha through his many, many tefilos. Ukmeisham Rabbi Seinozal, as the Gemara says, Shemordechai hoya godol batoira moed, that Mordechai Hatzadik was on a very, very high level in the study of Torah, ki hoya poiseach bedvorim vedorshon. The Gemara says his name was also, he was also called Psachya, because he was always the one to open the forum in the Sanhedrin. He would be the one to speak first because he was the leading Talmud Chacham. Ki hoya poiseach bedvorim vedorshon, voya roish ha-Sanhedrin. He was the leader of the Sanhedrin, Sheheim poiskim li-Yisroel kol ha-halochos. That is the highest body of halacha in Klal Yisroel. Alkein zocho l'chol halavushin hanal. That's why the Torah tells us that he was zocho to all of these six garments, b'chinas u'mordechai yotzo, shehem shisha keneged shisha b'chinas kanal. They're six corresponding to the six flavors of Torah shebal peh, the six sections of Mishnah. Ki ikar hanes v'hayishua lehizgaber al horav de klipa b'chinas homon, because the main success for Klal Yisrael, the main victory for Klal Yisrael, the miracle of Yeshua is when the Rabbi of Holiness succeeds in defeating the Rabbi, the Rav of Klipa, the leader of Klipa, by achieving a level of clarity in Torah, by clarifying the Torah, by being zeichet to know the Psak Halacha, through a lot of tefillah, through a great deal of prayer. Kimavur heitev b'hatoyranal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains very thoroughly over there in chapter 8 in Likutei Moran, ayin shom heitev. Study that chapter well to get a clearer understanding of this halacha. Note again, the Gemara in Brachas gives maybe 15 examples of how the rabbis in the Gemara, before they would learn, they would say a special tefillah, and after they finished learning, they said a special tefillah. They sandwiched the Torah with a lot of tefillah, a 2-to-1 ratio. Tell that to some people, that the Gemara says that the ratio of tefillah to Torah is a 2-to-1 ratio, 2 spoons of tefillah for every spoon of Torah. Shaykh Leel, going back a little bit to something we touched on earlier, Haruach Chaim hu bechinas ruach tzvoinis hamanasheves bekinor shel David. Over there in Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal uses the term Ruach HaChaim, the spirit of life, the soul of the person, the life, the battery inside the person, from which a person draws their life and their sustenance. And also he referred to the northern wind that would blow into David HaMelech's room at midnight and would play, would cause the strings of his harp to start playing music, and that would wake him up. V'alkein, bebeis hamikdosh, sheshom hoyo haruach chaim. And now we'll understand why the beis hamikdosh, which is the battery of the world, which is the ruach hachaim of the entire world, kishom omad ha'oroin im aseres hadibrois, because that's where you had the oron, which is the Torah, with the holy ark, with the Ten Commandments inside it, the Luchos, which is the Torah, which we said is the source of the Ruach Chaim. Alkein ikr kedushosoi hoyo bat sofoin. You'll understand now why the greatest holiness in the Beis Hamikdosh was in the north side of the Beis Hamikdosh. K'may shomru, as the Gemara says, we say this every day in the morning, eizeo mekoimon shel zvochim, Kodshe Kodoshim Shchitosan Batsofoin. The holiest sacrifices are the ones which were sacrificed in the north part of the Beis Hamikdash. V'kibul Doban, and also receiving the blood, Bichli Shores, was done in a holy vessel, Batsofoin, again in the north. Rav Nosson Zal show why. Why? What's the significance? The significance is that Tsofoin here represents the Ruach HaTsofon Belev, the Holy Spirit that's hidden, the word sofon means hidden, in the heart of the person, which is the breath of life. Now, in this next paragraph, Rav Nosson Zal goes into discussing Eretz Yisrael a little bit. And again, we're going to have more on Purim in the next few paragraphs. Paragraph Chav Dalid, Eretz Yisrael, Shom, Horuach, Chaim. Eretz Yisrael is the land in the world which possesses the Ruach Chaim of holiness, the spirit of life. Ki avira d'Eretz Yisrael machkim. The Gemara tells us, breathing the air of Eretz Yisrael gives a person chachma. V'alkein, and since we learned over there in Likut Imran that once a person has this Ruach HaChaim, if a person has 100% of the Ruach HaChaim that they need, then they're not lacking anything. V'alkein, lo yisechsar kol bo. Now you'll understand why the Torah defines Eretz Yisrael as a place that is not lacking in anything. It has everything. Bechinas shleimus hachesroinos, which means Eretz Yisrael is the place where a person can fill anything that's lacking in their life, anything that's missing in their life, holiness, a wife, children, parnasa. V'alkein nikreis Eretz HaChaim. This is why Eretz Yisrael is called the land of the living, the land of life. Kishom avir hakodosh shemachkim, because Eretz Yisrael has this holy air that fills a person with chachma, shehu ikar haneshima. That's the real breathing, shehu ruach chaim, which is taking in ruach chaim, shehu avir hamachkim, which is an air that gives the person chachma. The word chaim is bigematria chacham. Ki hachachma techaye, because the pasuk says in Koheles, chachma is what gives life to a person. We're talking about spiritual life. We talk about the difference between existing and living. People that don't have chachma, they're existing. They eat, drink, sleep, work. That's not called living. That's called existing. Living, life, chayim, is Torah. Eitz chayim hi l'machzikim bo. Ha-chochma techaye. And as the pasuk says, kol ha-kosuv l'chayim b'Yerushalayim. All those that are written in for life in Yerushalayim. V'alkein ikar mechia samoleik beretz Yisrael. And this is why the place where we can achieve the greatest success in eliminating Amolek is in Eretz Yisrael. Kama shekosuv, as we're going to read this Shabbos in 2 days, this shir is being given the Thursday before we read Parsha Zohar. The pasuk says, "Ba'oretz asher Hashem alekechana." When you arrive in the land which Hashem will give you, timche es zecher Amolek. Your mission, one of your important missions in Eretz Yisrael, is to wipe out Amolek completely. Ki kol hakorbonos heim bechinas birur ruach hachaim levarer haruach chaim mibehem olodom. Because all the sacrifices that were brought in the Beis Hamikdash were all involved a person separating the Ruach HaChaim of Behema to the Ruach HaChaim of an Odom. We know a person commits a sin, Ish Becheto Yumas, person's supposed to die. It's a rebellion against the king, Moired B'Malchus. However, Hashem, with his great kindness, says, I'll give you an alternative. Bring this ox, bring this cow, bring this lamb, and by slaughtering this lamb will be a substitute for you. So when a person comes into the Beis Hamikdash with this animal, he's thinking to himself, I'm the animal. I'm the one who behaved like an animal. I acted without sechel. Because the Gemara says a person doesn't commit a sin, elam kein nichnas boi ruach shtus, that there was a foolishness, a silliness that allowed me to commit this sin. I behaved like an animal. And the process of bringing the korban is separating, trying to get myself out of the category of behema into the category of Adam. Ki behema yesh bo ruach chaim, because a behema also has life. Aval hu ruach habehemius, but it's not the same level of life as a human being. It's an animal level of life. Shehu bechinas ruach shtus, which is referred to as foolishness, silliness, compared to a human brain. Shehein bechinas kol hataivos. This is the whole concept of all the materialistic desires of this world. Shemehem kol haaveros kanal, which are what lead people to commit sins. Shehem taivos habahamios. The Sfarim call them animalistic desires. Shehu bechinas ruach vechius horav deklipa. That's the ruach hachaim of the other side, of the sitrachra, of klipa, of tuma. Bechinas amolek. It's like the nation of Amalek, Shedimo Atzmoi Lebehema, who was able to convert himself into an animal. They knew magic in those days, and the Gemara talks about this, that the Amalekim practiced magic. At one point, when they saw that the Jews were going to destroy them, they simply switched. They turned into animals, so that the Jews couldn't recognize that this was Amalek. K'moisham Rabbi Seinuzal, as the Gemara says, and therefore, when a person commits a sin, which is inspired by the ruach shtus, the foolishness in the person, as the Gemara says, which means that the animal inside of the person took over. The intellect stepped aside, and it was replaced by the person following their animalistic desires. Mevi korban mebehema. The solution for this is that the person brings a sacrifice from a behema, kedei levare ruach hachaim shel hodom mebehema, to get the person to think, to start thinking, and to make a decision for himself. Do I want to continue being a behema? Do I want to continue doing sins? Or is it time to start acting like a human being and doing mitzvahs? V'alkein hoyumakrivim kol hoarba yesoidois mikol hadoimim tsoimeach chai medaber kemuva biksovim. And this is why the Arizal shows that in the sacrifices that were brought in the Beis Hamikdash were included all four elements of creation. Doimim, inanimate objects. The pasuk says, al kol korbon chotakriv melach. They had to have salt with all the korbonos. The salt was doimim. And there was the tzoymeach, the herbs, the ktoiris, different things, and the chai, and the animal, and the medaber, the human being. Why? Kedei levarer hatoiv mehora mikol ho'arbo yesoidos. Because Rabbeinu Zal tells us over there in chapter 8 in Likutei Maran that a Jew's mission in life, everything in this world is comprised of these four elements. Eish, ruach, mayim, and ofor. And the different levels of life in this world, doimim tzomeach chai medaber, and a Jew has to strive in this world to separate the good from the bad. There's good and bad in all of these. And our mission is to study and identify what's good, what's bad, and to separate the good from the bad, and to choose the good and to reject the bad. And when we do this, when we live this kind of life, then we're able to defeat the forces of evil, the Rishoim, the Sitrachra, the Alkein, Nikra, Beis Hamikdosh, Beis Chayenu. And this is why one of the nicknames of the Beis Hamikdosh is, it's called the home, the house where we draw our life from, Beis Chayenu. Because that's the source, the generator of ruach hachayim for the whole world. And this explains also why the greatest holiness in the Beis Mikdash was in the north side of the Beis Mikdash. The holiest sacrifices had to be sacrificed in Sofoin. Kishom Iker Shleimus Hachesroinos, because it's in the north that we deal with correcting, fixing everything that's lacking. We mentioned that the Zohar HaKadosh says that the world was created with the letter Beis, the Beis of Bereishis. The Beis of Bereishis is closed on three sides. The north side is open, is missing, lacking. That wall is missing in the letter Beis. The left side, because we always picture east as forward. Forward is east, kedma, so north is the left side. The north side, the tzofain, is choser. V'shom tzrichin lahamshich haruach chaim hatzofon bolev, and it's there that we have to try to activate and draw the spirit of life that's hidden in the heart, the simcha, the holiness that's hidden in the heart, lahashlim kol hachesroinos, in order to complete everything that's lacking, hatluyim boharuach hachayim azeh, which are dependent on this ruach hachayim, shehu bechinas ruach tzfoinis hamanashevis bekinor shel David, which corresponds to that northern wind that would blow the harp of David HaMelech, kimavur heitev betchilas hatoyra hanal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains very well in the beginning of that chapter of Likut Imran, chapter 8. V'alkein hoyu halevim menatzchim beveis hamikdosh. This will also explain why the Levim would sing and play musical instruments while the sacrifices were being brought. Ki ikar hamshocha sorua chayim hualidei bechinas nigun v'shir l'Hashem yisborach. Because the way that a Jew draws upon themselves the most powerful dosage of Ruach HaChaim, of being alive, is through song and music. Shehu bechinas Ruach Tzfoinis hamanasheves bekinor shel David. This was that northern wind which would blow through David HaMelech's harp. Shaydezeh hoye menagein me'elov, which would cause it to start playing by itself. V'alkein, and therefore, Kol ho'akum sherotzu lezgaper al Yisrael, all the other nations, the enemies of the Jews who tried to destroy the Jews, hizgabru beyoser lahachrev es hamishkan v'abeis hamikdash. Their main goal was to destroy the Beis Hamikdash and the Mishkan. K'moy shekosuv, as the pasuk says, shilchu bo'esh mikdashecha. Their main motive was to burn down the Beis Hamikdash. Amru belibam ninam yochad. They said, they planned in their hearts, let's get together to do this. Sorfu kol moyadei keil boretz. And they destroyed all of the holy places of Hashem in the land. Ukamei shepirish Rashi sham, as Rashi HaKadosh says on that pasuk in Tehillim, kol moishlehem machshava achas lehem. All the leaders and kings of the goyim had one intention, harishonim koachronim, the earlier ones and the later ones. Pelishtim hechrivu Shiloi, the Philistines destroyed the Mishkan in Shiloh. Nevuchadnezzar hechriv bayis rishon, Nevuchadnezzar destroyed the first Beis Hamikdash. Titus hechriv bayis sheni, Titus destroyed the second Beis Hamikdash. Machmasherotzu levatel chas v'sholom haruach chayim shel Yisrael. Because they wanted to destroy the source of life, the battery of Klal Yisrael, Shehu Bebeis HaMikdash, which is inside the Beis HaMikdash. Shal Yidei Zeh Yuchlu Lezgaber Velim Shel Aleim Chas V'Shalom. Because once they destroy that, they would be able to rule and defeat the Jewish people. Ki Iker HaMem Sholov HaGolo Shel Akum Hu Kefi Chalishu Sarua Chaim Shel Yisrael Chas V'Shalom. Because the whole power of the other nations to rule over us and to keep us in exile is dependent on how weak our Ruach HaChaim is. When our Ruach HaChaim is powerful, nobody can rule over us. When we are studying Torah properly, when we are deriving the Ruach HaChaim from the Torah, from the Tzaddikim properly, we don't have to worry about Iran and Iraq and Shmirak, all nonsense. The reason why we have to fear those nations is because we're not all studying Torah properly. Ukefi hizgabru saruach shelahem kanal. Again, their rulership, their power, is based on our weakness and their strength. V'alkein hizgaber Haman besoif hagolos harishoyim. And this is why, when did Haman choose to attack the Jews? And when was his rise to power? At the end of the 70 years of exile. V'chol hizgabru sheloi v'shal aseres bonav atmeim hoyetchilo levatel binyan beis hamikdash. And Haman's entire focus, his focus and the focus of his 10 kids who represented all 10 levels of Tumah, was all to block the rebuilding of the Beis Hamikdash. K'moy shom Rabbi Seinu Zal, as the Gemara says, k'dei levatel chas v'sholom haruach chayim shel Yisrael kanal, and thereby block the life force of Klal Yisrael. V'al kein rotzo lehizgaber ba'ador, and therefore he was thrilled to do this in the month of Adar, Sheboi Meis Moshe, which is the month during which Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, Shehu Harav de Kedusha. He is our holy leader. V'sofar, and Haman thought, She'achshav Einoid Mi She'yam Shech Ruachayim de Kedusha, Lama Kenegdoi. That if this is the month in which Moshe Rabbeinu died, who can replace him? He's irreplaceable. There's no one that can feed the Jews this Ruach HaChaim anymore. There's no one who can really give the Jews that life force. That's kfira, though. That's not Judaism. A person who says, Moshe Rabbeinu's not here, today, there's no rabbis, today we have nothing, that's kfira, that's atheism. Aval ein doer yosoin. The Torah tells us there is never a generation that is completely orphaned, that has no parents, that has no leaders. Ki Mordechai hoya godol moed, because Mordechai Tzadik was on a very, very high level. Voyazach v'tohar betachlis hazakus. He was pure as could be. Ad shehoya yochoy leireid afilo letoich hatzinoiroi soroim shel homan amolok yimach shemom, to the point where he was able to go down into the trenches, to go down into the dumps, into the garbage, into the pipes of Haman Amalek, l'shabrom ulevatlam, to destroy them completely. Ki hoyo b'chinas b'somim roish, mored roer. Because the Gemara says, where do we see Mordechai HaTzadik mentioned in the Chumash? When it talks about these special spices that were used for the Shemen HaMishcha, for the Ketores, one of them was b'somim roish, the choicest of the perfumes, Mor Droer, which the Targum says, More Dachya. Zach Vitor, the word Dachya means pure, showing that Mordechai HaTzadik was one of those tzadikim who achieved the highest levels of purity. Vize Bechinas Besomim Roish. And now we can understand also the reference to perfume, something you smell. Besomim Roish means the top perfume. Ki Iker Hanishima, Shehu Aruachayim Hu Bachoitim. Because the whole life force of a person, the breathing of a person, is through the nose. K'may shekosuv koil ashenishmas ruach chayim biapov. As the pasuk says, any person who has the breath of life in their nostrils. Ve'ikra chiyus digdusha shu chiyus haneshama hu horeach. And the main life force of a person, which means the spiritual life force of the person, which is what keeps the soul alive, is the smell. K'mayshom Rabbi Senazal, as the Gemara says in Brachas, page 43, al posuk koil haneshama tahalel ko. Every soul praises Hashem. For what does the soul praise Hashem? Ezeu dovor shaneshama nenes menu. What is there that the soul enjoys? That's reyach, that's smell. Mordechai hoye bechinas roish lechol horeichos, and Mordechai Tzadik was besomim roish. He was the top of all smells. Shehu iker chius haneshama, which is the real life force of the soul. Hainu shehu hoye iker haruach chaim digdusha, which means that Mordechai Tzadik was so connected to the Torah that he was the main source of life, of a life of holiness for the Jewish people. Shehu chiyus haneshama, which is the chiyus of the soul. Shehu chiyus reach, which is smell. Voyezach v'tohar b'li shum achizas hara. And he was pure to the point that the evil could not possibly attach itself to him. And that's what gave him the ability to be a paratrooper, to go behind enemy lines, to go into the pipelines of Haman, where Haman draws his evil from, lehachniyam ulapilam adeoretz, and to defeat them, to destroy them all the way down to the ground. Paragraph Chof Hei, v'zeh bechinas parshas poro shekoyren achar purim. This will explain Why, after the holiday of Purim, we read Parshas Pora as the Maftir and Haftorah. Ki mitchilo hu pur, v'achar kach nase pora. K'moy shekosav atmor zal b'likutei tanino b'simen ayin dalet. Rabbeinu Zal tells us in chapter 74, in the second half of Likutei Maran, quoting the Arizal, that first we have Pur, on Purim we have Pur, because we know the holiday is called Purim because of a lottery that Haman made to try to decide which month is the best when the Jews are most vulnerable. That's the Pur. And from Pur, we go into Pora. Ki Pora metaheres mitumas meis. Because we know that the ashes of the Poraduma were able to purify a person from the most severe type of impurity. What's the most severe type of impurity? Death, a dead body. Shehu histalkus haruach chaim, which means that the life force has left. Shenimshach me'atzadik, that life force which we draw from the tzadik. Va'oz shoylet ruach hatumah, shu ruach shel orav deklipa, shu sitra demaisa. And when the ruach hachaim of kedusha leaves, it's replaced by the ruach of the Rav of Klipa, which is Tumah, which is death. Ki rishoyim bechayehim kruyim esim. Because the Gemara says the Rasha, even when he's physically living, he's called dead, because he is death itself. Chaim, life is the Torah, life is tzadikim. The absence of Torah, the absence of, the opposite of tzadik is dead. Uporo mitaheres mizeh. And the Pora Aduma purified a person from death, from this Tumas Meis. V'alkein hu aduma tmima, and now you'll understand why this Pora had to be solid red. L'hachnia ulevatel b'chinas esov admoini shu sitra demoisa shuruah teklipa. Because this Pora is all about eliminating and defeating Esav, the Rav of Klipa, who is all red, Admoini. Ki ein hadin nimtak elo b'shoroshoi. Because we have a rule. You cannot sweeten the din. You can't eliminate the din unless you go to the source of it, to the roots of din. If the din is red, you got to go into red. Ki tzorech hatzadik hagodol Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Maran that the greatest of tzaddikim has to lower himself into the evil of the Rasha, shehu hatzinor sheloi, which is the pipe from which he draws his power, his midoro, whether it's kas, whether it's niuf, whether it's gaiva, whatever the midoro is, the tzaddik has to go in there in order to blow it up from the inside. Shezeh b'chinas calling in ma'ase pora v'soer hamishtaleach ve'egla arufa. And this will explain three major topics in Torah: the pora aduma, the soer hamishtaleach, the soer la'azazel on Yom Kippur, and the egla arufa, a special sacrifice which is performed when a person is found dead and we can't, we don't know who killed him. Shema'aseyem bachutz. In all three of these cases, the sacrifice is not performed inside the Beis HaMikdash, but rather it's taken outside. Dehainu sheyoytzim lachutz. We go outside. Sheshom yesh lohem achiza. Outside is where the Sitra Achra has power. And we lower ourselves into their domain. We're going on their turf. And that's what gives us the ability to really destroy their power. One example is the Pora Aduma, which purifies a person from avi avoy satum, from the most severe type of tumor, which is the tumor of which comes from coming into contact with a dead body. Shehu ikra hatumah, that's the essence of tumor. Shenimshach michet odom arishoin, which was initiated when Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas, which brought death to the world. V'chein egla rufa. The example of egla rufa also, shemechaperes al hameis, which atones for this dead Jew, this dead person, shehu acholo, which is this corpse, hanimsa, which we found, and we don't know who killed him. We don't know how he died. V'chein soyer hamishtaleach. And so too this third sacrifice, the goat, which was sent out of the Beis HaMikdosh, out of Yerushalayim, on Yom Kippur, shemechaper b'yom HaKippurim, which atones for Klal Yisrael on the holiday of Yom Kippur, al klal avoinos Yisrael. It atones, it forgives for all of the sins of the Jewish people. Paragraph Chavov. Ki homon rotzo livgoim al yidei apur v'agoyro shaloi b'hagoyro shel yoyim hakipurim shenosana koin godo al shnei ha-seirim goyrolois goyrol echod la-shem v'goyrol echod la-zozel kidei lechaper al avoynes Yisrael al yidei ze daiko. Homon, in making his pur, his goral, was trying to counter the effectiveness of the goyrol which the Kohen Gadol made on Yom Kippur, on the two goats, where one goat was brought as a sacrifice to Hashem, the other goat was the one that would forgive for all the sins of the Jewish people through the goyrol on Yom Kippur, the combination of those two goats. Ki kol ho'avoinois nimshochem me'etz hadas toivara. Because all sins originate from the Eitz Hadas, Shehu Zuama Sanochosh, which is the tuma of the snake, Shal Yodoy Nimshach Misalon, which is what brought death to the world. Ki Iker HaBechira Sheyesh Lodom, Humachma Sheyesh Toivora. Because the fact that we find ourselves living in a world, living in a situation where we have to choose, is because there's good and bad. Aval shoyrish hatoivora mehechanimshach ze yevshel lodas besechel enoishi b'shum oifen. However, where good and bad originate from is something that the human mind cannot comprehend. Rak onu maminim, because again, Hashem is good. There's a pasuk, toiv Hashem lakoil. And if Hashem came before everything else, and Hashem is wall-to-wall good, then where does bad come from? How could bad come into existence if Hashem is toiv? Rak onu maminim, however, we believe, Shashem izborach shehu kuloi toiv, that Hashem, who is wall-to-wall good, tzimtzem atzmoi kaviyochol, Hashem shrunk himself, he constricted himself, bechochma niflo, with incredible wisdom, betzimtzumim nifloim v'shoinim, with all kinds of different incredible tzimtzumim, ad shenishave shoyrish hadin, till there evolved the roots, the beginning of midas hadin, shehu, which is judgment, harshness, the left side, shehu shoyrish hara, which is the origin of evil. Kedei sheyir bechir al adam. And why did Hashem do this? So that we human beings should be faced with choices. Ki yefshir lahakir v'leida mimeni yisporach, kim al yidei ze daika kiyadua. Because it is impossible to really get to know Hashem unless a person is put to the test, where the person has to choose between good and bad, and the person makes the right choices, that elevates him to such a height where he can achieve a higher level understanding of Hashem than angels or than anything else. However, for a person to understand with their intellect how this came about, it is impossible for the human mind to comprehend this. The Adam Arishain, Sherotza Lichnois Lodasois, and therefore, Adam Arishain, who wanted to try to understand this, Adam Arishain, who went to the Eitz Hadas, he wanted to try to achieve the Das of Toivora. V'ochal me'Eitz Hadas Toivora, and ate from that tree, Aideze Pogam Mo'oid. This caused tremendous damage and destruction, the Gora Misa Ledoiros, and this brought death into the world for generations. ומיסה היא הפך הרוע חיים שנמשך על ידי הצדק ואמס שהוא בחינס עץ החיים. Death is the opposite of that life force which we draw from the true tzaddik, who is referred to as the tree of life, shehu mamshich ruach chaim misharoshoy. This tzaddik draws the ruach chaim from its source, from the real source, which is mibchinas tfila, from tfila. Shehu bechinas eden. Tfila is referred to as eden. Ayin loy roasa, which is something that no eye has ever seen. It's above the eye. It's above our comprehension. Shehu shoyresh hamayon hayotze mibeis Hashem. That's the source from which the well springs, from which the Torah comes forth. The Torah comes forth from the Beis Hashem, and the Beis Hashem is tefillah. Ki beisi beis tefillah. As Rabbeinu Zal says in the beginning of chapter 9 in Likutei Moharan, that ki ikar hachia simen atfila, that the main source of life is tefillah, as the pasuk says, tefillah lokel chayoi, davening to Hashem, that's my life. Mi beis kodshei hakodoshim, it comes forth from the holy of holies in the beis hamikdash, shehu nosiv lo yedoi ayit. The navi defines that as a path which no bird knows about. It's way beyond, way above and beyond anything that any bird or any angel comprehends. As we learned earlier, that even the angels who send up our prayers, they don't even know where the prayer has to go to. They swear in the tefillah, and the tefillah goes up by itself. She'yefsha lahasigoy b'shum seichel, which is something we cannot, the human mind is not capable of rationally understanding. And it is impossible for a Jew to receive from the shoresh of the Mayan, from that Beis Hashem, from where the Torah receives its life, through any method other than tefillah and tachnunim, pleading and begging Hashem. Shehu bechinas emuna, which is synonymous with faith. The pasuk says in Chumash, Vayhi yodov emuna, Moshe Rabbeinu's hands were outstretched in faith, and the Targum says, Prison bitzloy, outstretched in prayer. Prayer is our greatest expression of faith in Hashem. And if a person puts in enough time and effort in tefillah, then there's zoiche to draw the mayon hachochma from the Beis Hashem, the true wellsprings of Torah, levarer psak halacha, in order to clarify what the truth of the real truth of the Torah, the psak halacha, shaydeze daika mevaren eitz hadas toivora, and through this we sort out the good from the bad in the eitz hadas, dahinu shemevaren hatoiv meara hamuter meaoser kosher posel, etc. We clarify right from wrong, good from bad, light from darkness. Ki ikar habirur hualidei emuna daika shehutfila. Listen to what Rav Nosson Zal is saying. Most people are under the mistaken impression that to get clarity in Yiddishkeit, you need to learn. You need to learn a lot. The more you learn, the more clear it becomes. The Torah is what's going to really give you the greatest clarity about Hashem. Rav Nosson Zal says, ki ikar habirur hualidei emuna daika shehutfila. What helps a person achieve the greatest clarity and the ability to sort out right from wrong, good from bad, to know direction, to know which way to go, do I go right or left, up, down, is through tefillah, through emunah. We're not saying chas v'shalom you don't need Torah. You can't have tefillah without Torah. But tefillah is the more powerful one in this case. V'zeh b'chinas ha-goyrol shel ha-kohen gadol b'yom ha-kippurim. This will explain the special lottery that the Kohen Gadol made on Yom Kippur, shenosan al shnei asirim, which he placed on the two goats, shehayu shneim shovim b'koymosam or b'mareim. The two goats had to look exactly identical, k'moshem Rabbi Senzal, as the Gemara says, v'yefsher levararam, and the Kohen Gadol did not have the ability to figure out, to know which one, which is which. Which is Soer Lashem, which is Holy of Holies, and which is Soer Lazozel, which is trash, which is all the sins. He had no ability to know that with Chochma, with Seichel, Kiyim al Yidei Goyrol, other than by making a lottery, Shehu Lemala Mea Seichel, which goes above intellect. Ki Behas Seichel, Yefshir, Lohovin Klal, Mehechon Nischalkin Hatoivora. Because with rationale, with intellect, with intelligence, a human being cannot understand where good and bad originate from, how they split out. Because we said in the beginning there was only good. So how can you make bad? How do you make chocolate from vanilla? Try to make chocolate ice cream out of vanilla ice cream. Can you do that? So if there was only toiv, if Hashem is toiv, how does Ra come into existence? This is something that goes beyond human comprehension. So therefore, the ability to really understand good and bad is something that goes beyond our intellect. These two, good and bad, which are these two goats? These two goats, which in the beginning, they look identical. They're exactly the same. And afterwards they separate. Zel Hashem, one goat is offered as a sacrifice to Hashem, lifnai v'lifnim. It's brought in the Holy of Holies, in the innermost sanctum of the Beis HaMikdosh. V'zeh lachutz legamri. And the other goat goes to super trash. It goes as far out as you can possibly go. La'azazel. We know that in Hebrew they use the word la'azazel to mean H-E-L-L, Gehenim, all the downstairs, or as far down as you can go. And we know the Sforim tell us that the word azazel makes up the first letters of the words ze, le'umas ze, osa elokim. That Hashem created this directly opposite that. Hashem created good and bad to look almost identical. Soer Lashem, Soer Lazozel. The halacha says they had to look exactly the same, even though they are total opposites. They're as far opposite as could possibly be. And the Torah teaches us that how are we able to distinguish between them? With intellect? With knowledge? No. Goyrol. Flip a coin. Lottery. Aval onu ma'aminim. However, we believe that afal pi she'efshu lohoven zois b'seichel, even though we cannot understand with logic, with rationale, onu ma'aminim sha'koil me'yes Hashem tzvokos yotza. We believe that everything originated from Hashem, including bad. Ki b'cheik yutal ha'goyrol, the pasuk says, u'me Hashem kol mishpotoi, because kaviyochel it's in Hashem's lap that the lottery is placed, and from Hashem comes forth all justice, all judgment. Shehagoyrol yoytze meyes Hashem. It's Hashem who determines the lots in a lottery. Mil Hashem, mil Azazel. Kefi drochov hanifloim, through Hashem's awesome ways. Vaydeze daiko nizbare b'chinas eitz hadas toivora. And through this becomes refined, becomes clarified, the Eitz Hadas, the good from the bad, she'ief shelahasid meheichonim shehatoy vara, where we can't rationally understand where does this come, how does this come from, how did this begin? Aval Haman rotzo lifkoim bazeh, whereas Haman wanted to destroy all of this, he wanted to challenge all of this, ki hu kofar, he denied Hashem. V'omar shehagoyrel b'mikre chasushon. He said, drawing lots, that's it. Whatever happens, whatever happens. The word mikre, which means whatever, you know, whatever, we'll spin the dice, whatever it comes out, that's the month I'm going to pick to destroy the Jews. We know that the people that say that the word mikre makes up the two words, rak me Hashem. But people say, you know what happened? It's happening, all that this. It happened by mistake. That term mikre
There's no, in Judaism, there is no such thing. There's no place for that. We believe that nothing happens by itself. Everything is through the direct supervision of Hashem. V'hoya mechashev godol. Haman was very, very knowledgeable in magic and in secrets of Tumah, to be able to actually perform things, unnatural things, using names of Tumah and things like that. V'omar, and therefore he said, Sheyochel b'kshofim u'b'shemois ha'tumah lahamshich ha'goyrol kamoy shurotze, that he'll use his power of magic and his forces, the names of Tumah that he would employ, to make this lottery come out in the month that's best for him. Kiomar, Sheharua Chaim Yochel Kolechot Lahamshich Kirtsoinoi L'chol Ma'ashu Roitze. Haman believed that choice, Bechira, you have everybody, anyone, a person can choose which way to live, vanilla or chocolate. There's two ways to live in this world. You can choose to live a religious life, or you can choose to live a chiloni, a non-religious life. Both are valid choices. One isn't necessarily better than the other. It's just a matter of choice. And whichever way you choose, if you choose to go down the chocolate lane, then you have to wear chocolate shoes and chocolate shirt and everything. And the guys who choose to go vanilla, they do that. Not one isn't wrong or right or better or worse. That was Haman's philosophy, that Bechira, there's Toiv and Ra, and both are perfectly okay. And this was also the sin of the golden calf. Shehitzliach maisis satan, where the work of the satan succeeded, v'hoya boy ruach chayim. And this, they took gold, silver, threw it into the fire, and a living calf came out of there. Something that was alive. That was what really knocked the wind out of them. K'may shepirish Rashi sham, as Rashi HaKodesh says over there, showing them, the satan was showing them that, look, Avodah Zarah also has Ruach, is also alive. You say the Torah is Chaim, Tefillah is Chaim. I say that Tumah is also Chaim. Avodah Zarah is also alive and well. Hainu ki zeh hoyo ikar hapigam. This was the main sin and the main destruction. Shebegoidel hakshofim shel ha'erev rav, hoyo yicholen laham shecharua Chaim, that as a result of employing kishuf, magic, and formulas of Tumah, which they knew in those days, they were able to inject life into anything they wanted. Even into inanimate objects, into gold, into a plant. Because Rabbeinu Zal tells us that when the Tumah is on the horse, when the Tumah is on top, when they're riding high, they have tremendous power. Bibchinas ruach sa'ora, like a storm wind. Ruach ha-Tumah, it's called a ruach of Tumah. At sheyesh lem koyach lahamshich ha-ruach chayim l'chol ma sheroitzim lefi shah. To the point where they have the ability to inject life wherever they want, but it's not a rechargeable battery. It's a battery that has a certain life to it, and it's not long-lasting. It's powerful during its high. When it's on top, it's very powerful, but then it dies. It's limited. The Gemara defines the Ruach of Rishoim as Ruach Se'ora Godol B'Shaita, that when they're riding high, they're very powerful until they terminate. Ki Hashem Yizborach Nosan Lehem Koyach Kozer, Hashem has given them this great power B'Shvil HaBechira, in order that there should be free choice. K'maysha Kosov, as it says in the Torah, Ki menase Hashem Elokeichem Eschem, because Hashem is testing you to see what choice you're going to make. U'migoydel koicham hora laham shecharua chayim l'chol dovor, heim koifrim legamri, keilu heim bereshusam, v'yecholim lasos kol ma sheyirtzu. And because they're so powerful at that time, and they're able to draw ruach chayim into anything they want, this leads them to deny Hashem complete, to deny the Torah, as if they're in full control. You don't need the Torah to be in control. Look, I can fly, I can make things happen without the Torah. It's purely based on whatever you want. You choose chocolate, you open that door, you go through, you live a religious life. You open this door, you live a not religious life. And both are living, both have cars, both have breakfast, everyone's cool. V'yecholim l'asos kol ma shirtzu, and this led them to believe that they can do whatever they want. Ulamalos kol shrirus lipom hara, and to fulfill all their hearts' evil desires. Sheze kol kavanosam hara b'chol avodah zarah shelem u'b'chol hakfirus shelem. That's their real goal in all of their idol worship and atheism. It's to be able to live a free life, to be able to do whatever I want, whatever my heart desires. Uporaduma mechaper al kol ze. The Poraduma was the antidote for all of this. Kiboze onumarim sheyesh koyach liYisrael levarer haruach chayim mitoykev hasitra achra. Because in the Poraduma we show that the Jewish people have the ability to extract, to refine, to separate the good from the bad, and to be able to bring forth Ruach Chaim from the essence of the Sitra Achra, from red, from redness. Sheyonek mitoykif hadin, the Sitra Achra which draws from Gvura, from Din, Shubachinas Aduma Tamima, total redness, wall to wall red, Bechinas Esov Admoini, Ki Hatzadik, Bechinas Moshe, Yochol Ohir de Satzmoy Gam Lashon, because a tzaddik of the caliber of Moshe Rabbeinu has the ability to lower himself into the red, into the redness, into the tumah, ulashaber hatzinor harashalahem, and destroy their supply, to destroy the source from which they draw their power, shubachinas tumas meis, which is the tumah that comes from death, ulashabro ilachnia, and to eliminate it, ulitaher es Yisrael ayidei zeh, thereby purifying the Jewish people. Again, we're taking the ashes of this red, red, red cow, and by sprinkling that on the Jew, he becomes purified. Kidaika pora aduma metaheres mitumas mes. Because it's only something like this, it's only by going into the tuma, into the redness, super red, from there we have the ability to draw the purification from tumas mes. It's from within their power source that we destroy them. By blowing up their power source, we blow them up completely. Now we'll answer another big question. Why not a silver calf? Why golden calf? Silver is so much nicer, white and because the Navi says gold comes forth from north. Gold is reddish. Silver leans towards white. Gold leans towards red, which is north. And the Erev Rav and those people, they wanted to destroy that northern wind, that Ruach HaChaim of Kedusha. Al kein osu lahem elkei zov daiko. That's why they made a golden calf specifically. Aval Moshe shiber ubitel oisoi. However, Moshe Rabbeinu was able to destroy it and eliminate it completely. V'ho ikar al yidei tefila. How did he destroy it? Through his prayer. Which prayer? The prayer that we said this morning, and we're going to say it again this afternoon. Vayechal Moshe es pnei Hashem aleikov. Moshe Rabbeinu prayed so hard till he got sick. Vayechal Moshe. That's the Torah reading that we read on a fast day on Tainus Esther, today when this shiur is being given. Vaydezeh chozar vehimshich kabolas haTorah mechodosh. And by Moshe Rabbeinu turning up the heat, bringing tefillah, taking tefillah to the highest place that it could possibly go, praying so hard till he was trembling, that the Medrash says, his whole body was shaking from the tefillah. Through that kind of tefillah, he was able to draw a new Kabbalah Satoira, dahainu haluchay shniyos, to bring us the second set of luchos, sheikar hatikun alidei tefillah, whereby the main tikkun is through tefillah, shaydeze mevarerin dinei hatoira ba'emes. Tefillah is what helps a person really be zeichet to sort out the Torah, to be able to learn halacha properly, to be able to know exactly which opinion we follow, which opinion we don't follow. Sheze bechinas kabbalas haTorah mechodosh. This is a concept of receiving the Torah anew. Shemishom haruach haim dikdusha. The Torah is the place from which the tzaddikim and all of Klal Yisrael draw our ruach haim of kedusha. We'll hold it over here. The next paragraph goes into Parshas HaChodesh.